out of here.
Would you play your grandfather's favorite again?
Yeah, we'll maybe just in a few minutes here get back up in the high key to play that tune. You want to do anything else in the natural key? I was wondering if you'd talk about, did you call him Uncle George Hammonds?
Oh, Uncle George.
Just tell the folks a little bit about him.
When we lived where I was just telling you about the dam, you know, on the Elk River, Elk River runs right through from Charleston, straight up through Braxton County, Clay County, Braxton County, Webster County, and Randolph, isn't it? Yeah, Randolph.
Randolph up in Pocahontas.
And Hammonds, Uncle George Hammonds, he stayed down in all what we call the lower end of Braxton County, that was down the river. And wintertime, he knew a fella down there that he and his wife would go to Florida or somewhere during the winter to stay, and they'd get Uncle George to take care of their place for him. He was trusty somebody. And they'd get him to feed their cattle, and they punished him everything and paid him for staying there. And he'd stay there during the winter. And when spring come, why, he'd go back in the mountains, and the timber business was quite a thing back there at that time. He'd go back there around them log camps, stay during the summer and sing. And when Paul come, he wouldn't sell none of it. He'd just dig it and pull it up. When Paul come, why, he got ready to go back to take over his job down in Clay County. Or lower end of Braxton, he'd market his sang.
Do you all know what sang is?
Do you know what sang is, what I'm talking about? Sang is a weed that grows out in the woods or the fields.
Ginseng.
There was a time when they say that, or in England, I believe. There's one country that there was a time that they valued sang higher pound per pound than gold. That gives you a little idea how much it's worth.
It was probably China.
Pound per pound. A pound of sang they valued as worth as much as a pound of gold. And of course he would have a quite smart little bunch of sang by that time, and he'd market it. And he played the fiddle. And he played pretty good. And we were just us kids at home there, like I say, we was young and we're just getting interested in music and begin to saw a little bit. And if anybody come along and play any kind of an instrument, my father would take them right in. It didn't make any difference who it was or where they come from. And keep them as long as they'd stay, as long as they'd help us kids on music, because he's very much interested in us playing music. And he'd come there and he'd stay for maybe 2 or 3 weeks with us and play the fiddle. And he had a pair of rattlesnake rattlers in his fiddle. And every time I'd see him move that fiddle, I'd hear something rattling. I managed one day to get a hold of it, and I turned it up, and I said, "My God, what's them doing in there?" And he said, "Oh, them adds to the tone of your fiddle." "Yeah, sir," he said, "them makes your fiddle sound better." And I said, So anyway, the last time I saw Uncle George, he still had his rattlers in there anyway. But year by year, of course, Uncle George got older and he got to the place he wasn't able to make it, but he would walk, tripping down there, down in the lower end of Braxton County, or the edge of Clay. He'd walk from there up that river, plumb back in the mountains, clear in above Webster Springs, way in next to the head of Elk, and stay, like I say, around them lumber camps during the summer and sing. And in the fall of the year, he'd make that walk back. He never rode nowhere. He walked.
That's about a 100-mile walk
about. And from time to time, of course, from one year to the next, you could see he was failing. And so the last time we saw him, he came there, and he stayed 2 or 3 nights. And he left, and we never did hear of him again after that. But he was a good old time fiddler, and he was relation of Edmund Hammonds. He was a cousin to Edmund Hammonds. I think all them Hammonds, pretty much like the Carpenters, they're all some relation. And he was a good old time fiddler, though he played a lot of tunes. Was good. He He liked to play. And if he'd sit down and play the fiddle, of course, you know, you take especially with his youngsters, and they can't keep them talking. But if he'd sit down and play the fiddle, and he laid the fiddle across his lap like that and just sat there and looked at you, it took me a little while to catch on. And one time somebody came in and wanted him to play. Of course, we're not just us kids were there, well, we knew what to do. And they wanted him to play, and he got the fiddle out, and they never stopped talking. He just laid the fiddle on his lap, sat there. So I said, Uncle George, these people want to hear you play. Oh, yeah, yeah, he said, I will as soon as I get done talking. If you said two words, you might get by with one, but if you said two, he quit right there. If you sit down and listen to him play, he meant for you to listen to him play. You didn't.
What were his tunes? Did he play any natural key tunes?
Who?
Uncle George Hammond. Did he play some tunes in the natural
he
key?
He played, as well as I remember, Jerry, he played all together in this key. I don't think he played in that high A key like we do. As well as I remember, he played in this key, everything he played.
I think he told me he played that Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, but I couldn't think. Do you remember how I played it? How it went?
But play that one, I like that.
That's the first time I've played that tune from...
I never heard you play.
What was the name of it?
Yeah.
You don't know? I don't think you know. You know a name for it?
No.
It's a good tune. All right. If you don't know what it is, probably no one else does either.
It's a tune that he played. That's one of Uncle George's tunes, all right, but...
Well, let's see. We'll have another tune here before, and then we'll change, maybe play some in the high key.
Well, do you want to change the high key?
Sure.
I'll have to start doing like that fair boy was talking about. I'm going to have to start coming over on Birch and get you to my fiddle. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was one of Uncle Jack Wayne's tunes, one he played a lot, called Shelton Rock.
Play Flippin' Jenny?
Yeah, that's another one I haven't played in ages. I don't know if I can play it or not, girl. I'll give it a try.
Didn't you tell me you thought your dad put that tune together?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you tell me you thought your dad put that tune together?
Yeah, my dad made that tune.
You want to tell him about it, why, how he made it?
I was just going with this girl, and she's kind of hard to get along with. It's kind of a pretty snickety somebody. So he made this tune, and he called it Flippin' Jenny, Flippin' Jenny, we call it, and he called it after her, named her Flippin' Jenny, and he made this tune, and
thank you.
Bet you take that first part off of there and get where I messed up there. That tune, I tell you, when you ain't played a tune for ages, why, I should have took a practice run.
How about Greasy String?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm playing Greasy String. Might be a good idea for you, probably. Might be a good idea. Wait till I get started, see if I'm going to be. There's a lot of these tunes I haven't played in for 2 or 3 years. Value sang at?
Ginseng.
Ginseng. We were talking a while ago about being more valuable than gold. What do you call the value of that? Sang. Grows on the ground? Weed?
Ginseng. Worth lots of money?
Lots
of money.
Yeah.
No. She doesn't understand.
Like I said a while ago, they used to.
Well, ginseng in this country this year, I think, is bringing about $150 a pound.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Used to be.
And that's in the local little traders where we sell it. I sell a little ginseng every year. Then they trade it to somebody else who comes through and picks it up and trades it to somebody else who trades it to somebody else. And somebody, I wrote something about that one time. It changes hands about 4 or 5 times before it gets to New York, where it gets put on a boat or whatever, and finally ends up in the Orient, where it's, who knows what the price is there.
China, I couldn't think I'd set us off with anything. China. China is the country that values sang pound for pound more than gold. I don't know what it does to them people. I'd like to know. I'd start trying. If they value it that high, it's got to be pretty powerful for something.
Boatsman again?
Yeah.
Started Fine Times for Fine Times at my house, Fine Times at our house. Is that, I think you started in high key, didn't you?
I don't believe I can play that, Gary. I don't remember it. I know there's a tune with that name, but I don't remember how to do one thing or another.
Yeah, okay. Is there some tunes you all would like to hear that you know Ernie plays?
All kinds.
You Piney Mountain?
Hmm?
You Piney Mountain?
I said all kinds. How about Crooked Stovepipe? Can you do that the way you see
it? I don't think he plays that.
Sourwood Mountain? We didn't play it.
Sourwood Mountain, that's a good one.
Thank you.
She asked if you played a tune called Chinkapin Hunting.
No, I don't.
You know any chinkapin patches in Braxton County?
I have what I think probably was, well, the only chinkapin tree that I know of in the whole county. And it's been barren, just beautiful. I told the boy to go out and cut a little bit of weeds along the upper side of the yard where the tree was. Warned him about that tree, whatever he did, not to get close to that tree with a weed eater. He did, killed it. Cut the bark off of it, and it's dead.
Hmm.
I don't know whether another sprout will come or not, but...
Chinkapin?
What is that?
Yeah, it's like a little chestnut. Grows in a shrub about...
They don't get very big, and the nut on them like, looks like an old wild chestnut, the old original chestnut. They're good. They're awful good nut.
No. You want to play that granddad's favorite? Last night you played that Camp Run, which is another tune that your grandfather played,
and
couldn't think of a name to it, and we've been calling it Camp Run because Camp Run's where the Shelvin Rock is, and that's kind of a real important place to the Carpenter family. I don't know, you probably all heard that story about Ernie's great-grandfather.
It's where my great grandfather was born, on Camp Run. It's in Webster County, and that's what we call this town, Camp Run.
Thank you.
I'll tell you. That's on a record that me and Gary got, and when that thing comes out, every one of you fellas buy one of them records. He'll have a lot of good tunes on it. It's got a lot of good tunes on it.
Sure will.
Right?
Sure will.
When's coming out?
Anytime, and you'll be able to buy it from Augusta, order it from Augusta. Or you can probably get it from Ernie if you'd like to make a trip down to Ernie's place.
You'll have it all there in one piece. You won't have to worry about having the tape.
And there's going to be a good booklet inside the record, all about Ernie and Ernie's family, mostly about stories of Ernie's grandfather and his great grandfather and all his people down through. It's really a worthwhile thing, I think, for everybody to get. Camp Chase, Ernie, you want to play that?
Honey, I don't do a very good job on Camp Chase. Gary plays Camp Chase.
You do good enough for us.
I don't know.